what we saw on our previous class, we spoke about the concept of Antignos Isocho, the generation of Antignos, which he comes with. No. So we saw the last class about Antignos. Antignos Isocho comes with this idea, that you should not serve God as slaves or servants looking to receive a pras. And pras, the idea is always in Chazal, is like half or portion, that people should not be expecting in this world to get any reward. They should expect only in Olam Haba. And this created the first schism, the first beginning of this sectarian movement called Tzedukim. Now, which one is sectarian, which one is mainstream, very hard to know, right? Because today, the story of the Tzedukim is told about the Prushim. The Pharisees are the ones who tell the story about the Tzedukim because the Tzedukim got finished. So they are the ones who told the story. But the bottom line, this was a huge chidush. But this was the first schism, the first great schism of Ba'i She'ni. In Ba'i She'ni, there is the concept of the splitting of Klal Yisrael into all kinds of sectarian movements. The Rambam says that in Ba'i She'ni, that Rabbah Machlokes, there were many sectarian movements. And the questions today we're going to try to explore why there was so much division, so much controversy in Ba'i She'ni. How Chazal portray the beginning of this schism concept of some kind of sectarian movements. Why was this so prevalent in Ba'i She'ni? And we're going to discuss about that. We're going to realize that even the concept of the cessation of the Nevuah, meaning prophecy had stopped, it's probably accepted by all the sectarian movements. But what was it replaced with? Was it replaced with Torah Shebaal Peh, the leadership, that's the Prushim? Other movements had other ideas. We're going to explore why, how Chazal portrayed this concept. So I want to start on source one, the Sefer HaNetzach. And the Sefer HaNetzach is a very, very fundamental understanding of how the Maharal learns and understands Ba'i She'ni. And he says the following, B'perek Kama, that's in Sefer HaNetzach, Perek Dalet. B'perek Kama de Yuma, Mikdash Rishon Nachorev. Why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Mipnei She'a Bo Shlosh Advorim. The Gemara says there were three things, Avodah Zarah, Gior Lahis, and Shfichos Damim. The Gemara goes and quotes all the psukim. So if you skip like five lines, basically six lines, Aval Mikdash She'ni, in the middle of the line, She'anu Bekim Behem She'oiski Betoiro B'mitzvos Gmulos Chasodim. We know that Ba'i She'ni, well, the people were very frum. They were oiski Betoiro, Avoida, B'gmulos Chasodim. So they were good. So what happened? Ama Yichrov. B'pnei Sinas Chinam She'oya B'neim. Because there was a lot of hatred between them. So said the Gemara, Lamedcha, to teach you one thing. Sheshkula Sinas Chinam Neged Shlosh Averos. That Sinas Chinam, this hatred, is basically equivalent to the Shlosh Averos. Neged Averos Zorah, Neged Gula Harayos, and Neged Shichos Damim. Okay? So the next paragraph of the Maharal asks, Vish Lecha Lishol, Lama Chari Ba'i She'ni B'Shlosh HaShlosh Averos? Why was Ba'i She'ni destroyed specifically because of these three Averos? Vir Migda She'ni B'Shlosh HaShlosh Chinam. Don't tell me that it is all by chance. Happens to be that the Jews in Ba'is Rishon transgressed the three cardinal sins and they had this baseless hatred in Ba'is She'ni. Can be. You look at the Shlosh Averos, the three cardinal sins. Those are three cardinal sins that you have to basically die and not transgress. Why are they part of the Churban? what is unique about Bais Rishon is that the Shechina was with them. וזהו מיילס בייס המקדש הראשון שמיוחד במיילס שעשה שכינה שוירה בוי. What's unique about Bais Rishon? That God dwelled among people. ולפיך החורבן שלו כשלא היה ראש את ישכה ביניהם. So the חורבן came about by Averis that prevented God from dwelling between them. The Averis is always basically the opposite, the antidote. ואינו כשתימו בייס המקדש. So what they did were their sins. Well, not they did, were sinned. Sins are sins. But there are three cardinal sins which bring impurity. They defile the בייס המקדש. ואין אשר בזבורו שויך בסויך תומוסם. And there is no dwelling among tuma. אם לא כאשר יחד בשויג. Only if it's done by mistake or by ignorance. ואז כסי וכן יעשה לא ילמד אשר יחדית בתוך תומה יסם. ואילו שלושה חטאים, and what's unique about these three averes, הגלרץ שוכדם עבודה זורה, שנקראו תומה כדביסך עבודה שבועס, because they're called תומה. So you skip a few more lines, אבל מגדה שני, now what's unique about by שני? שלא יסע שכינה שוירה בו כמו במגדה שלישון, they didn't have, God didn't dwell among people. So what's unique? Just a place that they shechted animals? Says no. ולכך, אבל מיד השני, לכן לא נחלה משלישה שווירס. That's why it had nothing to do with the cardinal sins. Cardinal sins are ways of pushing Hashem away. By שני, God never dwelled in between them. אבל מיילה שני שהמחמס ישראל עצמה, the mile of by שני is the mile of the Jewish people. ודובר זה ברור, כי ישראל הם יסחד עם הביצה המקדש שהיה להם. What the Beit HaMikdash did, it unified the Jewish people. It created a unity, a unique symbol. Why? Mikoyen echod, misbach echod, misbach echod. This is created unity. There's only one Kohen Gadol. There's only one Beis Hamikdash. Venesra moibus. Shalaya pirud v'chiluk Beis Yisrael. What he created a unity, created Klal Yisrael as a unit. This is in Chazal called Malchus. That the idea of unity, of balancing, and this is the concept that there was no separation. והדבר הזה מבואר, ועוד יסבור בפרשה אחרת. Baal says, this is what makes Bais Sheni unique. It creates Klal Yisrael, it creates a unique unity among the Jewish people. לכך בייס המקדש על יוד המום האח השלמה. דווקא through the Bais HaMikdash is the only thing that we all share the same. Always think that is, we don't share the same show. We don't share the same nusach. There's nothing that will create unity. The miracle of Bais Sheni is that you have one Bais HaMikdash that was supposed to be shared by everybody. And that is the chiluk, that even though we cannot have Hashem coming down to us, but we create unity. Because you realize that the world of spirituality, Baal always explains, that the world of physical is a world of ribuy. Is a world of diversity, of splitting, of separation. That's why it was created with a base, Bereishis. Bereishis 2 is a number that always is the concept of ribuy. Torah starts with the Aleph. Aleph is the Loshon Yichud. Right? You know, the Aleph, the numerical value is 111. Aleph is Lamed, Lamed, Pei, is 111. It represents unity. Spiritual means unity. So if you want to transcend this unity, William James, right? He writes the language, the international, universal language of the of mysticism. What is that language? It's the language of the one, to create unity. That is, however, mystical experience is realizing the unity of the universe, meaning even Einstein, right, was trying to find the unified theory of relativity. He realized the unified theory, meaning to have something that puts relativity and it puts quantum all together. Yes, but you look at something very interesting, right? Va'ichan Yisrael neged ahar. Chazal say, ki ish echod belev echod. We are one. But there was nothing that united us. Because if you look in Torah, in itself, the famous question, right? We know that there is tefillin the Rosh Hashanah, tefillin the Rabbeinu. So, one of the Baal HaTosfos asks the Malach in Tshuvos Min HaShamayim, Havayus Min HaTzad V'Hezbein, who's the Aloha like? And the Malach answers him, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. So Rav Ephraim Zalman Margalios, in his Pirush, to choose Neshamayim, quotes from the Zohar. The Zohar says that in Matan Torah, there were two tefillins. That's all the Zohar quotes, because each one perceived Torah in a different way. Torah was given in a different way. So even by Matan Torah, there were 12 channels. The only time that you had one unique, and I want to focus on it because you're going to see something very, I think that's my view, I never see somebody reading, because you'll see, this is the only thing that was done by Yichud. Kohen Echad, there was only one Kohen Gadol. At least as you see, theoretically, there was only Kohen Gadol. They're going to see that this, but this was supposed to create this unique experience that we never had before. Okay? So the second there was baseless hatred, he created a split, he created a schism. We are not zochet the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, we are not zochet to Israel. Now he says, "Why not zochet to Israel?" He says, this is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is exactly to destroy what is important and what's unique. In Bais Rishon, Kedusha was important. The Yetzirah tried to destroy Kedusha. Bais Sheni, what defines Bais Sheni is the Ichud of Klal Yisrael, because we cannot have a spirituality coming to us. We have to be able to transcend. Is the age of transcendence. How do you transcend? Only by unity. By creating Ichud B'Olam Hazeh. And that's true by every mystical language. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? Tries to split Klal Yisrael. And the first split that it happens is the split between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. This is the Tzodo Kubaitus by Antignosh Issoho. Okay? Now we're going to see something that after Antignosh Issoichoi, it happens that the transmission of Torah, you realize that this is, we are talking about the creation or the transmission of Torah Shebal Peh. The first generation is Shimon HaTzadik. And Shimon HaTzadik teaches that today, the way how to relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcending through Torah, avoiding Gemilus Chasodim, transcendence. Antignosh Issoichoi creates what? It creates the concept of Olam Haba, which creates a schism. This is the machloikis in Klal Yisrael that becomes the violation of the Beis Hamikdash. We said that this in Chazal is already seen in some ways as the Churban. Because when Shimon HaTzadik dies, this is the end, at least of Bais Rishon, of the miracles that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? The Loshon Shezahur, as we saw, the red band or the red piece of cloth that was tied to the Seir HaMishtaleach, changed into white, up to Shimon HaTzadik. After Shimon HaTzadik, it stops. All these miracles stop by Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik is really the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, the beginning of Bais Sheni. Automatically, what it creates, it creates the first great machloikis in Klal Yisrael that you split. And then we're going to talk about from now on, the transmission of Torah is done in pairs. They're called the Zugas. That's the beginning of the Zugas. The five generations of Zugas. And the first one is amazing. They have the same name, Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim. Now these two, one is a Nossi, and one is an Av Beis Din. We're going to see, when did these people come? Why did they split into two? Because now this machloikes, right, which is the schism in Klal Yisrael between the Tzdukim and the Prushim, now in the Beis Din itself, the leadership of the Sanhedrin is split into two. How did it happen? Why did it happen? And what's the message? And funnily enough, the first two people that create the Zugas, they have the same name, Yossi and Yossi. Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer. So I want to develop today this idea, and then we're going to talk about the first controversy in Klal Yisrael. There was a public unresolved machlokes. the people were needed to live with the concept of controversy. How did it happen? Why did it happen? And you see how Chazal portray it. And I think this will give us an idea of what Bais Sheni is viewed. Bais Sheni is viewed of the unity of Klal Yisrael. When Bais Sheni becomes really Bais Sheni, which is when Shimon HaTzadik dies, that's the end. You could see it's the beginning of the Churban, because we spoke 2 weeks ago how this was the beginning of the Churban. And clearly, there was the beginning of the Churban of Bais Rishon. This is the end of Bais Rishon completely. It's the end of Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. Bais Sheni, as pure Bais Sheni, Antigno Shisocho, Klal Yisrael already splits up into this unresolved machloikes called Tzdukim and Neprushim. Now, why did we have this split in the Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin, you know, is a machloikes of how many people you needed in the Sanhedrin. Machloikes Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, if Sanhedrin is 71, Moshe Rabbeinu was added to it, or if the Sanhedrin was 70. 70, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Chachomim, were 71. You realize that in the time of the Zugis, the Sanhedrin becomes how many? They become 72. And the question is why and how did it go about? Now, first I want to show you this, the next source. The Bavli in Sanhedrin Tezayin Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbonan, Minayim Shemamidim Shoiftim L'Yisrael. How do you know that you have Shoiftim, you put judges in Klal Yisrael? Shtamud Loimar Shoiftim Titen. Shoitrim, Shoitrim Titen. Now the last line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Memune Al Kulan. One was above all. Shenemar Titen Lacho. So what does it mean that one was above all? So if you look at the next page, look at Tosfos. Pirush HaKuntres, Beis Din HaGadol Shebirushalayim. One above all means that there was a supreme Jewish court, which was the Sanhedrin. Velo mashmach b'sifri. Says the Sifri, it's not mashmachi. V'yesh meforshim, look at the bold line. The echad memune al kulam, what it means that there was one supreme above all, who anosi, is the concept that the Beis Din, even though he had the Sanhedrin, he had one person who ran the Beis Din, who was supreme above all. Diktani v'tosefta shanosi v'yoshiv ba'emtza, that the nosi would sit in the middle. V'nir el-farsh dech medukulam hu muflashe be'Beis Din, av Beis Din. Either is the nosi or is the av Beis Din. He's the one above. U'bechol shoyftim v'shoyftim yasham mufla. In every court, including the Sanhedrin, there is always this mufla shebe Beis Din. K'dom hazak emamre, u'mufla shebe Beis Din u'nire doleya mechashev Sanhedrin. This one above was not included in the Sanhedrin. So you have the Sanhedrin, and you have one above. That's how Tosfos understands. So according to Tosfos, if the Sanhedrin was 71, perhaps there was somebody above, there was the 72nd. This becomes, there is always this Nosi. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Beis Din was 70. There was a Mufla Shebe Beis Din, according to him, so there was a 71. So everybody asks, if that's the case, according to Chachomim, hold that every Sanhedrin is 71. So there's no Machloikis. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, is 70 plus the Mufla, or according to Chachomim, it's 71, but there's no Mufla. Interestingly enough, in Bais Sheni, in the Zugis, the Sanhedrin becomes how many? 72. Why? How? And what does that mean? It's so interesting because the Elder Domeda, there was Shnaim, two left, there was 72. But look at even more. Just look at page 4, Shir HaShirim. That's the Gro in Shir HaShirim. Says the Gro like this. Yishokeni min shiko ispiyu nishik acha sheishtayim. God gave me a kiss that was like two. Yishokeni min shiko ispiyu. From the neshikois, from the kisses. Ki achas diber loikim shtayim zhu shamanu. Hashem spoke one thing and I heard twice. I heard two things. Hashem said, Anoichi v'lo yilecha bedibor echad, and we heard it separately. Anoichi velo yelecha b'diburecha nemru in the Mechilta. V'shamanu shtei dibur z'arishonis b'yagruv shem Moshe. Now, and he says the following. Just skip to the first, there was a little line in the middle of the sentence. V'chen anoichi velo yelecha ki shtei dibur z'arishonim klal ha-Torah. Anoichi velo yelecha are the two basic klolim of the Torah. Ve'adua she'shivim ponim la'Torah. There is shivim ponim la'Torah b'chol mokum she'choy she'shivim lahem shnaim koilim. Always the Torah works that you have 70, which is the general number, and two are the heads of it. Two are the sources. Kmo shivim umois, you have 70 nations, and you have two sources of the nations, Esav and Ishmael, 72. V'chen lehavdil shivim shemos, God has 70 names, hakoilim. Those are the 70 general names of Hashem. Ani vehu, and the ani, and the hu, vahu, which are the two heads, the two sources. Shem roshim v'koilim lekulam. They are the sources of the 70 names. There's always two above the 70. V'chen b'shivim Sanhedrin. Also in the Shivim Sanhedrin, says the Gro, Noisef aleim shnaim shehem aroshim. There are two of them which are the heads of the Bezdin. V'hem enuim, they are counted in Yirmiyahu, v'ika charav atabachim, eshloshet somri asaf, three somri asaf, soris echod, that's four, shiva noshim is seven, that's 11, sara tzava, the general, is 12, v'shishimish, hem shivim u'shnaim Sanhedrin, those are the 72 of the Sanhedrin, u'shnaim mehem roshim. And two of them are the heads and the sources. V'chen shivim umis, the same way the 70 nations. Chutz me'edom v'ishmoel, Edom and Ishmoel, shema roshim v'akoilim. And therefore, v'chen shivim ponim la'Torah, and shtei dibros arishonim, and the two dibros arishonim, anoichi v'lo yelechem, koilim kol ha-mitzvus. Anoichi koilim kol ha-mitzvus ase, v'lo yelecha koilim b'sul esase. Okay? Now here again, how does the Goyen says? The Goyen says how many would the Sanhedrin were? 72. The problem is how many the Sanhedrin is. We all know it's only 70 or 71. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And what's even a bigger pele, if you pay attention on source number, on page number 3, look at the Sanhedrin in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Sanhedrin 3b. Omar Rabbi Yonas and Mikan the Sanhedrin Doyler call Israel. What's the Mekor of Sanhedrin Doyla? Vaikar, the same posse, Vaikar, Sarat Abachi, Sarya, Kohen Arosh, Tzvania, Kohen Hashnaim, Shiva Noshim, Roipne Amel, Haritisha, Vishishim Ish, Mianche, Miam Oretzer, Shivim, Haserecha, that's 69, Vesoris Echo, that's the famous Soris, Harishivim, Enistane, Shivim, Vechad, Vekaravat Abachim, Eshlosha, Somri Asaf, Vishiva, Roipne Amel, Vishishim Ish, Miam Oretz, Umeir Lakach Soris Echo, Harishivim Vechod, Velama Koreu Soris, why is the 70th called a Soris? Shemisares is Aloha. He's the one who cuts the Aloha. He's the head of the Bezdin. Isn't this unbelievable? The same Pasuk. The Yerushalmi learns 70. Why? Because who is the Yerushalmi skipping from the Gro? The Sara Tzava, the general. The Gro says that's the 72nd. So what is the 72nd? Because the Sanhedrin was only 71. When does the Sanhedrin become 72? In the time of the Zugis, give or take the second century before the Common Era.
Vice
Rishon, that's Sanhedrin. So what is it? And why did it become 72? How does the Gro call it? I mean, this I always had a problem. The Gro is telling you that it has to be in an essential form, the Sanhedrin has to be 72, because always there is 70 and two heads of it. But this is only a phenomenon of Baisheni. A Baisheni after Antigonus Shesocho. So what's the pshat? So try to explain this. I would like to go with you on the following idea, and that's page 5. And the page 5 is Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi in Doris HaRishonim. He explains in historical terms how he understands the Zugis. V'yum is Dvar HaZugis. Now, take a look at the beginning. Ki ba'yamim ha'yam 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 ha' the chidush of after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a very interesting phenomenon. HaKohen HaGadol Choni HaSheni ben Shimon HaTzadik, the son of Shimon HaTzadik, which was the Kohen Gadol, Natan et kol v'anhag ha'aga v'apkidot b'mdina l'idei Yosef HaChoker. He gave over the basically leadership of the nation in anything that had to be done to Yosef HaChoker. V'hu lakach b'yod es koreset nanhog l'apkidim kilvo v'karu abir misyavnim. And he decided to create his own team in the Kohen Gadol, within the Kohen system, that was full of people who were misyavnim, who were the Hellenizers. Okay? Says like this, V'yu me'az dvar azuga, just skip to the paragraph. V'yun she'levada mukhlesh b'sanhedrin, what was established by the time of Yosef ben Yochanan, that aside from this head of the Sanhedrin, which is the mukhlesh b'sanhedrin, which Tosfos understands, right, that is the idea that there was somebody as the head of the Bezdin, have Bezdin rosh Sanhedrin, hayasham oid b'sanhedrin gam nosi mitoch ha-sanhedrin atzman. They added a Nosi from the Sanhedrin itself. The Nosi usually before was the Kohen Gadol, was outside of the Bezdin. And he was the Nosi. The Av Bezdin is the one who is the greatest of the court. The Nosi was the one who ran the needs of the people. And this was the Kohen, which had that mission. After the time of Shimon HaTzadik, they realized that because of the Tzdukim, and he doesn't say that, but it's clear because the Tzdukim ran the Beis Hamikdash, Chazal created a parallel system. So instead of having the Kohen Gadol run, the same way that by Shimon HaTzadik, he had a son, Chonio, and he did not want to take care of the needs of the people, and he hired somebody else, the Beis Din of Chazal took and created a parallel system, and the Nosi, which was the Kohen Gadol, which was outside, was incorporated into the Beis Din, and he becomes the 72nd. Nosi miyuchel lechol dvasenedin alam. V'achrei asher midvarim rabim hayata anasit asher lifnei zeh hayu dvarim tachat misrat Kohen HaGadol. So what was once upon a time the job of the Kohen Gadol, Chazal realized that the Kohen Gadol, now because of the split, the ones who took over were the Tzdukim. We know that the Tzdukim were the ones who were the aristocracy of Klal Yisrael. So the Prushim needed to create a parallel system. So they brought the job of the Kohen Gadol, which was a Nosi, and the Nosi one was one who led Klal Yisrael in the needs of the nation. Not in the Psak Beis Din, but in the needs of the nation that was brought into the Sanhedrin. They decided all the political issues. So therefore they created a parallel system. So the Zugas, the idea is that that concept, so what comes out Givaldic, there was, the going counts 72. Who was the 72nd that's missing from the Yerushalmi? Is the Sar HaTzava, is the general, the one who took care of the nation. So there were always 72 as the people who ran Klal Yisrael. Only the Nosi was outside of the Beis Din. In the times of Bais Rishon. Here in Chazal, they realized that that's impossible to do because the Kehuna Gdoila was being run by the Tzdukim. So that created the necessity to bring that within the realm of the Beis Din. And now the Beis Din becomes 72. And that's the Zugas. One is the Nosi, and one is the Av Beis Din. Now the question is, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu create? So you realize that the, now, look at this, right? The split of Klal Yisrael that happens by Antignus created the necessity to create a parallel system in which the Nosi now becomes part of the Beis Din. So there are two Nisim. There was the Kohen Gadol. That's why if you look in Chazal, always there is the Beis Din Shel Kohanim, and they came to Beis Din HaGadol, right? The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that they came and the Beis Din Shel Kohanim gave one psak, and the Beis Din of the Sanhedrin gave a different psak. One is run by the Tzdukim, is the Nosi, their Nosi, and Chazal had to incorporate a virtual Nosi in the Beis Din. And one was called Yosef ben Yochanan, and one was called Yosef ben Yoezer. Just continue what he says. V'alken, אף על פי שיוסי בן יוחנן היה זוקן הרבה מיוסי בן יועזר, יוסי בן יוחנן הוא עזדה אב בזדין, הוא כבר היה לאב בזדין מאחרימות אנטיגנו של סויכו רבם, so אנטיגנו, יוסי בן יוחנן was already the head of the בזדין, right after when אנטיגנו passed away, היה נוסי יוסי בן יועזר ולוסי בן יוחנן. He was the one who was brought as the נוסי, was not יוסי בן יוחנן, which was the oldest, because he was already in the Besdin, but Yossi ben Yoezer, and Yossi ben Yoezer becomes the Nossi, the virtual Nossi, within the realm of the Besdin. Is that clear? And this is a shocking change in Klal Yisrael. Yossi ben Yochanan, Yossi ben Yoezer, the 72 are brought into the Besdin. The question is, why was this? Why did Hashem make it happen in Bais Sheni? And what does it have to do with this third? This is the third generation. The third generation of Teresh Baal Peh is Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer. They become the establishment of the Zugis. The Nossi, which was outside of the Beis Din, now becomes part of the Beis Din. Now, does anybody know what happened also with Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer? What started with them? That's one. Right, that the Zug is now, the Beis Din becomes from 71 to 72. And what happens? So look at the Gemara. And that's on page 2. Page 2, the Bavli Sanhedrin Tumura. Tnan Hosam, Mishemes Yosef ben Yoezer ish Treda vi Yosef ben Yochanan ish Shalim, when Yosef ben Yoezer ish Treda and Yosef ben Yochanan ish Shalim died, botlu ha-eshkoilis. The eshkoilis, the clusters, died. What does the Gemara say? What does eshkoilis mean? Is shehakol boy. Somebody that had everything. The one that was the jack of all trades died. They are jacks of all trades, Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer, that you had everything on them. V'omar av Yehuda, omar Shmuel, kol heshkolo shomdu leisrol, mimois moisha shabese ben Yoezer, hayo lebeidim toira kemoish rabbeinu. Until Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, they learned toira like Moshe. Mikan ve'elach, loy loimdim toira kemoish rabbeinu. The toira was learned different than Moshe Rabbeinu. From this to Yossi ben Yochanan, from when they died. We're going to see in a second. Friday Gemara on second, ואמר רב יהודה, אמר שמואל, 3,000 מלאכים השתקעו במעבר של משה. On second, they forgot 3,000 things when Moshe Rabbeinu died. So nobody learned like Moshe by the time Moshe Rabbeinu died. So, but השתקח לא השתקח. Whatever forgotten, forgotten. מדוע דגמירה לו, הוגמירה כמשה רבינו. Everything that was remembered was pristine transmission from Moshe until Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer died. So what was critical with them? They didn't learn like Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. They were not jack of all trades anymore. So skip to the line before the last. Omar Rav Yosef, Dofi Shel Smicha Ktani. Because this is the first machlokes in Klal Yisrael. This is the first time that there was argument. So from now on, you didn't have one person who's the master of all truth. Because now, if you said A, somebody else argued, were the unresolved machlokes. When they died, this is the beginning of a new Torah. There's not one line of thought. From now on, there is machlokes. And what's the first machlokes we're going to see? Smicha beyontev. Can you lean on an animal on yontev? One second. You tell me that this started when Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer died? Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer is the first machloikis in Klal Yisrael. If to lean on an animal or not. At the end of his life, this is what it is. And this is the end of the master of the truth. Because now on, there's nobody who is the owner of the truth. Because if he holds A, you have to realize that there is a B view there. This is the beginning of machlokes. But look at the Gemara. How is the machlokes in the Gemara? So if you look at page 5, Masnisin, Yossi ben Yoezer oimer shelo lismoich. Rashi ben Yehuda says you don't lean on an animal on Yontif on Shabbos. When you bring a korban on Yontif, you cannot lean on it. Yossi ben Echana Oimer, Lismoich. Everyone with the Zugas argues. Yeshua ben Prachi Oimer, Loi Lismoich. Nitar Beili Oimer, Lismoich. The next generation, the third generation, Yehuda ben Tabai Oimer, Shelo Lismoich. Shimon ben Shetach Oimer, Lismoich. Shmaya, the fourth generation, Shmaya Oimer, Lismoich, Avtalu ben Shelo Lismoich. Hillel Menachem, Lo Nechlechu, Yotze Menachem, Nichla Shammai, when Shammai came, Shammai Oimer, Loi Lismoich, and Hillel Oimer, Lismoich. I was going to say, this is such a funny thing. This is the first machlokes in Klal Yisrael. With something which is completely, to lean on an animal on Yontif is only Yisod the Rabbanon. So he's an unresolved machlokes. Couldn't they come up with something? Every generation they argued. And this is the beginning of machlokes. Machlokes in Israel, this. That was a machlokes between all the Zugas. And the Gemara says they're very consistent. The Nasi and the Avbezdin were arguing on this Lismoich or Lilo Lismoich. And the question, Paskin, get the Rabbim, that's it. Make accounting of the Bezdin and come in. First of all, this is a machlokes, meaning I've seen a lot of irrelevant machlokes in, but this is the ultimate. And you can't resolve it for five generations with the Zugas? And this is a machlokes Arishoyin HaBeisol? And this is, from then on, is the beginning of machlokes? And this is specifically on the Beis Din. I always said, like, it's very ironic. The Beis Din, always you had the Kohen Gadol dealing with the Yonim of the nation in his own quarters, and the Beis Din dealt with their own things. And they're very different, because you realize the Beis Din, but Maral always said that the Nasi was a very expensive term. He was a dreamer, was an implementer. It's the thinking, what's called thinking fast. The Beis Din is the one that limits, constrains. So they're very different personalities. So they lived in peace. One was in the Beis Hamikdash taking care of the big things. The Beis Din was taking care of the small things. But now they decided to put them together because of the Tzukim, they had to be working together. And then they can't get along. And the Machloikes, it becomes a perennial Machloikes, is this Lismoich Beyontev. Now, so some people say, scholars, that the Mishnah learns that the Machloikes was Lismoich Legabi Smicha on the animals. But scholars will say that makes no sense. This machloikes if to lean on an yontef is a yisur derabbanan. Okay, make up your mind. Yo nish nish. Means a gzera derabbanan. Couldn't they get? So they say that lismoich really is the smicha. They wanted to know if to continue giving smicha, and that's a very large issue. Do we continue giving the licensing from Moshe Rabbeinu? Lismoich ol lismoich. So this was a very fundamental machloikes that was not so easy to be resolved. But by the time of the Mishnah heard about Lismoich hundreds of years ago, and they changed it to say, okay, not smicha means smicha beyontev. That's chas hashon, that's preposterous. By the Mishnah, they forgot what the real machloikes was. I'll tell you what the Maral says, Rabbi Yisai, and this is the chidush in my view of Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yerushalayim. Says the Maral the following. And this Maral is a fundamental Maral. The Maral is actually in Derech HaChaim, and that's on source 2. Okay, it might have been 10. Okay, we'll do. Umeatayit ba'er lecha. שכל עניין הקבול הזוי סייסה מאויד כאשר טוב ינעלו. כי לא דברו ריקה שביין לחמד על חליהם. Don't think that this is by chance. We just studied the historical contingency, why they needed to bring the transmission of the Torah now with two people. וכל חמיש הראשונים קודם בישרים שעשה התורה בוילם ביועסר. You look at the five generations of מי שקיבל תורה מסינה, מסורה לישוע, ישוע לסקנים, סקנים מנביאים, מנביאים מסורה לשקנס הגדולה. וחמישה זוגס, and then you have five זוגס by שני, כשהתחיל החוכמה לחסור בבני אדם, that the wisdom became less, ולפיך מקבלים זוגס, that's why they were pairs. Okay? Skip to the next line, כי המקבלים by שני כולם היו זוגס. And by שני, the one which was the transmitters of Torah, Torah שבעל פה, which was done through the Sanhedrin, were always two, the Nasi
in Daf Beis Din. Mitam asher amarnu ki azug moir al chisoron koyach haTorah b'Sheni. This is exactly the chisoron of Beis Sheni. Gam ki roi le Beis Sheni azugis. Just the opposite. Beis Sheni needed pairs. She'echad nosi v'Sheni av Beis Din zug b'yachad. Because you had in Beis Sheni to bring two distinct and diverse people to live together. Bais Sheni is exactly Sheni, is the concept of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Achdus of Klal Yisrael is not that we think the same, that there is diversity among us and we can live and thrive within diversity. ודובר זה ידוע לנבואים, על פי קבלה, that's very understood. כיש לבייסיר, בייס המקדש, בייס בייס שני, אשר לב נאמר, גודלי כובד בייס אחרין. We know that Beis Sheni, in essence, was bigger than Beis Rishon. Tam yadu al nevoinim. There is a very big secret to the nevoinim. Shari Beis Hamikdash nivra b'shtei yadayim. The Beis Hamikdash, what the Beis Hamikdash does? It's created with two hands because it creates unity. Unity is a unity among diversity. Beis Hamikdash is something physical that connects to the spiritual. It allows opposite to coexist. דכסיב מקדש השם כוננו ידיך. Your hands, in the plural, created it. כי דיס המחסך סובס. והכל בשביל זה בשני צדודים. The Beis Hamikdash is a representation of the unity of two opposites. יד ימין ויד שמאל. The יד ימין, the right hand, which is chesed, which is expansion, which is the thinking fast. And the יד שמאל, which is the midas adin, contraction balancing. The chidush of Beis Sheni is the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Achdus of Klal Yisrael is not making us think the same way, is to allow diversity to live together, to coexist, to balance. When there was the chiluk between the tzedukim and they created a schism in Klal Yisrael, Chazal wanted to create and to allow the Beis Hamikdash to allow diversity to coexist. Because I told you, unity from transcendence is not that we are the same, we look the same, we never look the same, we never think the same. But we need each other, we balance each other, it's an ezer kenegdoi. That is the chidush of Beis Sheni. Beis Sheni is called koyach ha-malchus. Malchus is like the earth. What does the earth do? The earth takes water, which is chesed, and it takes the sun, which is midas adin, and the heat. And get the two working together in tandem to be able to create growth. This is the Beis Sheni. So he says, Lefichach, Velaken davka be'Beis Sheni, Hayuazug is therefore the Beis Sheni, you had to get the Nosin de Avbezdin, who are completely different to work together. Hayahava ve'ayira be'Beis Sheni. Nosi always relates to Ahava, to growth, and the other one is the head of the Bezdin, which is Ira, contracting, and you see that the zug is always balancing each other. Rabbi Yisai, they created the concept of machlokes. I think that machlokes of smicha was to show that you could argue and be different and still coexist. Therefore, they did dafka machlokes in the Beis Hamikdash, which was the unity, the only place that people got together. That some people on Yom Tov, that everybody came for Aliyah LaRegel. And you had people who leaned on animals, and other people didn't lean the animals. To realize that we could be different and we still coexist. It created the ultimate balance in Klal Yisrael. That's why this is the third generation. The number three, yeah, I always told you, the Baral always says, two is plural because two, there's no balance. The number three creates a balance because now you could decide, you could have some kind of a majority to come to some kind of a conclusion. The number three is the ichud within diversity. That's Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the situation that now the Nosi and the Av Beis Din had to work together in the Beis Hamikdash to tell you that now in the Beis Hamikdash is the place that we are going to create a balance among diversity. And therefore Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer told you that nobody is the owner of the truth. We can argue and we can live together. And this is the truth, this is the medicine. This comes to rectify the schism of the tzedukim and the prushim. the Tzuki, the Purushim created this split in Klal Yisrael. Here we're creating a diversity that will create balance. So that's why Dafka was a machloikis, it was unresolved on purpose. And why Smicha Beyontef? You know why? Because Smicha Beyontef is in the Beis HaMikdash, which unites everybody, created the concept that now some people did, and some people like the Eruv, some people use the Eruv, some people don't use the Eruv. This diversity, and in the Yontef, that everybody's in Klal Yisrael comes in, they realize that there was a machloikis, and you couldn't live within the machloikis. We need each other. No one is the owner of the truth. You have your own truth. I have my own truth. Says the Maral, this is the Chidush Bai Sheni. So Bai Sheni, when Bai Sheni is the beginning of the Churban of Bai Sheni, this is, says the Maral, it's not the Churban of Bai Sheni. Shimon HaTzadik is the end of Bai Rishon. All the miracles stopped with him. This is the beginning of Bai Sheni. The beginning of Bai Sheni is the concept of Klal Yisrael being Be'achdus. First, you create a split. That's the split of the Tzdukim. And then you say that we are different and we are going to be able to coexist together. That's Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer. That's why they have exactly the same name, Yossi ben Yochanan and Yossi ben Yoezer. They were very different, but they balanced each other out. This is the beginning of Machloikis. This is the end of Isha Eshkoilas. You don't have anybody who is the owner of the truth. Now we need each other, we balance each other. This is the beginning of the balance of Klal Yisrael. This is the Yichud and the void of Bai Sheni to create and to live within Machloikes, and also to have the Nosi and the Av Bezdin as part of the Bezdin. And just to finalize, that's what the Gros says, the name of Shivim Beshtaim, the 72 names, the Yichud of 72 names, which is 72 names of three, this is in Bai Sheni, when the Bezdin goes from 71 to 72.